A person that the King of Glory personally made. Lord have mercy. He made Adam. And then he says, now I want you to dominate the earth for me. The exact same assignment. So church was always here. Adam was the first church. In one body, he was church. Then Eve came out, God had church too. Now, let me ask you a question. It's going to get a little political now, but don't get me in trouble here. Set it straight, it's going to be deep. Why does a prime minister or a president fire a cabinet minister? Think about it. And they've done it. In our country, they've done it a number of times. Now, what makes a prime minister, a president, or a king? The word fire don't sound too good, eh? Let's find another word. Terminate the services of a person they appointed. Here's why. Because of contradiction. Listen, this is spiritual stuff I'm talking about. When you contradict the intent and the goal and the message and the mission of the leader, he is obligated to release you. I'm getting deep here now. You cannot work with him because, what? If he tells you to do one thing and you do something different, you are not representing him. Write the word represent down, please. Represent. I want to pronounce it differently today. Represent. Take the prefix away. What's the prefix? Re. What's the word? Present. Okay, so a representative is someone who represents you again. They represent you to the people. You ain't there, so they represent you. Your job as a cabinet minister, first of all, is not to speak for yourself. You cannot speak for yourself if you are in the cabinet. Ask the cabinet ministers. You have no personal opinion if you are a cabinet minister. You cannot publicly speak your opinion. You are only there to represent the prime minister or the president or the king. The moment, therefore, you are no longer in touch with the prime minister, in touch with the president, in touch with the king, you don't know what they're thinking, you can't speak for them, then you are no longer worthy of representing them. Adam said to God, I cut off relationship with you. Then God says, you cannot represent me on earth. It's called the fall. The fall of man is the cabinet declaring independence from the prime minister. The fall of man is the cabinet declaring independence from the king. You cannot be a minister of the cabinet if you have no relationship with the president. Got it? So now, what do we need to do? We got to work out a way to reconnect the cabinet to the government. The coming of Jesus Christ was a simple assignment. To bring the hearts of the children back to the Father, and the Father back to the children. To return man back to God, and God back to man. And since man wouldn't come back, God came and got him. Clap, shout, scream, do something. Wake up before I finish, man. Are you getting this? So the coming of Christ was a political move. Yo, miss it. It was a heavenly governmental move. It was God saying, look, I need a rep on earth. Right now I ain't got none. And they seem to be coming back by themselves. So let's go and reconnect. The minute you become born again, listen to me. The moment you become born again, you lose the right to your own opinion. The moment you become born again, you can no longer present yourself to the world. Oh, you only get it. The moment you become born again, you can never give a person a piece of your mind. Say, neighbor, I'm a rat. Every time a person meets you, if you are born again, they're supposed to meet Christ. You are re-presenting Him. Everywhere they go, they keep finding Him. Oh, here He is again. Someone's presenting Him again. That is why the pagans at Corinth called the disciples Christians. It's a pagan word. Because they remember, we killed a guy. 50 days ago, we killed this guy. And they knew it. The Romans said, look, we killed this guy. We crucified him. We know we killed him. We buried him. But he's all over the city again. Y'all missed it. They kept representing him. Representing him. Representing him. President Bush went to Israel last week and never left home. Got it. When they report on what Mr. Colin Powell says, they never say Colin says. They say the government says or the president says. That's church. It's church. His intent was a true church. His manifold what? Wisdom. Now, it's not a word you can camp on. He didn't say the manifold knowledge. Now, there are three things to write down. Write down. First is knowledge. Second is understanding. The third is wisdom. He says, look, I don't want you just to represent my knowledge. Because you could talk and talk and it don't mean nothing. I don't want you just to represent my understanding. You could tell them how deep you are and how deep you understand. That still doesn't represent me properly. But I want you to demonstrate. Lord, have mercy. See, to knowledge means information. Understanding means comprehension. But wisdom means application. He says, I wanted man to apply me to earth. Lord, have mercy. God apply. Come on, science people, talk to me. God apply is what church is. Church is not God's spaceship to get you out of earth to heaven. Church of God is God's heavenly spaceship to introduce heaven to earth. Please buy this tape. Get this tape. Because I'm saying some things you got to think about. You see, God says His intent, His original purpose was that through you, His chosen human, He would manifest His manifold. Manifold means multiplicity. So many different types of manifestations, it'll blow their mind. Let me tell you something, man. God don't just want to manifest Himself in preaching, teaching. He manifested in millions of dollars, good health, happy homes, great marriages, fine children, lovely, pretty dresses, fine shoes, good looking organization, fantastic building. He wants a just manifold applied God. Your business is God applied. Let me tell you something. If you own a business right now, God's excited. God's now, listen, I want you to take this business. I am your CEO. You are my board. And I got resources you can't even imagine. I want you to manifest me through this business. Show them how a business could run and should run. You are my representative. Manifold wisdom. You ever hear people say, you talk Christianity, but you don't live it. You ever heard that? That's what God said he didn't want. He don't want knowledge. He want wisdom to be manifested. Application. Look at this next statement. He says, he wanted to be made known to who? Put it back up, please. You all stay with me, otherwise I'm going to fire you now. Stay awake. Stay with me. Don't interrupt the thinking. I want to flow with me. He says, I want to manifest my manifold wisdom where? Not to the people. See, you never read this carefully. He says, the... Oh, boy. Okay, I'm going to try and explain this to you, but you got to listen. God is in heaven. Keep the camera on me. God's in heaven, right? God created earth, took some kids out of his spirit, set them down there. He made an earth suit, put them in it, and put them on the earth. God's in heaven. God said, I want you to represent me down there. I'm up here. I'm in heaven. I ain't coming down there. But I want you to represent me down there. Duplicate everything I'm doing up here, down there for me, kids. That was God's plan. Now, if they, the kids, are his image, and they're supposed to represent him down there, who are they going to represent him to? Now, let's go back now before the fall. Who was Adam showing God off to? See, there was no other humans who had fallen. It's going to get deep now. What was Adam representing God to? Well, there was no other human because everybody was straight. Here's what God wanted. God had some creatures with him, and they still with him. Some of them left. And none of them got his image. None. They ain't never seen God represented by his image by another creature. Seraphims, cherubims, angels, thousands of angels. Some of them fell and they became demons, imps, and devils. They're all in the spirit realm, heavenly realms. He said, now look, Gabriel, I want to show you something. Watch my boy walk on water. Watch that boy. Adam do so. Walk on water. He said, check that out. Boy, he never see one of us do that. Hey, Gabriel says, man, wow. Say, Mike, look here, Michael. Watch my girl, man. She's going to talk to a tree or going to die. Watch this. Here, go, girl. And Mike says, wow, man. She reminds me of you. When you speak, things happen. In other words, his intent was that through his appointed children, he would manifest his applied godness. Where? In the earth. To who? To the heavenly beings. God wanted to show you off to angels. And make them jealous. Alright, here's your deep assignment for the week. If a human is impressed by what you've done, it's not enough. When an angel says, wow, you remind me of my creator, God. You just fulfilled God's original purpose. That's why we got to build these buildings and establish these things. No angel could do this on earth. Your goal in life is to blow angels' minds. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. An angel works for you. Hebrews chapter 1, last verse. Are not angels, ministering spirits, simply sent forth to do the bidding of those who are heirs of salvation, end quote. Angels are, you know, this is deep, Brother Richard. This hit me. I was thinking about this, and I finally figured why angels follow us. Hey, baby, come here. They ain't only servants. They want to see what we're doing. God tell us that they're supposed to manifest in. Let me see. That ain't God, child. Not afraid of that ain't God. Oh, depression, that ain't God. Oh, intimidation, that ain't God. Why don't they manifest? God said they can manifest him. How come they're so afraid, depressed, sad, frustrated, full of sickness, full of disease, full of poverty? God ain't poor child. Go up there. That one ain't, she broke, that ain't God. See, an angel's watching. They're looking for you to manifest. Come on, y'all talk to me, man. Now, how are we supposed to manifest God in the earth? He says, look, I'm going to give you some stuff to work with. Y'all ain't getting it. Hang on, man. He's going to give you some birds to talk to, trees to command, animals to control, air to take control of, give you a planet. Now go for it, kids. The angel's supposed to watch you dominate. When Jesus was in the wilderness 40 years, 40 days, tempted. He was a man with God on the inside, just like you. The devil came. He overcame 40 days of hunger, man. He disciplined himself. Angel says, wow. Then he overcame the devil just by the word. Pew! Devil gone. It says, when he was finished, oh, you know the scripture? Angels ran to the desert. Hey, guys, we found one. We found a human who is manifesting God. They came. We don't know how many. It could have been thousands. Let's go. We found a human who looks like God. And they ministered to him. Okay. Not only are we not doing a good job before the angels frustrated because they're still trying to find and be impressed with your godliness. But the thing that you're supposed to use to manifest your godliness is also frustrated. Romans chapter 8 says, the trees, the animals, the plants, the fish, all creation is groaning at us. They say, we're waiting for y'all to manifest as sons of God. The plants say, will you please dominate me? I was created, the fish says, for you to dominate. You are not allowing me to fulfill my purpose. Will you please dominate me? They are waiting for the manifestation. What's the word? Manifestation. Manifestation of the sons of God. So the angel's watching you. The dog watching you. The bird watching you. You are the center of attention on earth. What are you doing? Frustrated, depressed. Yeah, you know, you lose your little job, you break down for 3 weeks, you can't talk to nobody, can't eat. Little pain in your back. Oh, arthritis. He said, no, angel, see, that ain't helping. Are you with me? They don't talk like God. When things look dark in your life right now, dark, dark, dark. Angels being there, you know, they watch what God do with darkness. He never speaks what he sees. He always speaks what he wants. So they're watching you now. See what you can do now. If you're broke, he says, don't ever say you're broke. That ain't like God. Let the poor say. Let the weak say. Angel said, boy, that sound like God. Hallelujah. If you're sick, oh Lord, angels watching, you know. They come running when you're sick. Well, let's see what she can say. She can say, I am healed by the stripes that you gave. Say, that's God. That's God. I am healed in spite of the pain. That's God. That's God. I was healed 2,000 years ago. That's God. That's God. And he says, let's make sure it happens. They are ministering spirits. But they want to make sure you ain't faking it. But you say, I healed just twice. And then the third time, angels say, see, she was not like God. God don't say things to impress nobody. He say because he believes what he means. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Say it again. Amen.
Amen.
God is telling us that we, the church, are his reps on earth. Man, I can't wait for the next session. Yeah. Let me close with this. My time is gone. The church as an organization does not go to the world, but it exists to train the saints to go. As a what? As an organization. My job here is not to get people saved. Some people get saved and people come to Christ here, but that's not my primary goal. My goal is to train the saints for the work of the ministry. Is that right? Ephesians 4:10, very clear, right? It was he, Christ, who gave some to the church, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, to what? To prepare God's people for the works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, and attain to the whole measure of the fullness and the image of Christ. That's why God gave you an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, pastor, whatever. He gave it to train you to become just like Jesus. You go out and you recruit citizens. You bring them here in the embassy, and we train them to be diplomats, to represent the government of God. Is that simple? That's why this place is called Diplomat Center. We don't call it, you know, some religious name. First Assembly Pentecostal, you know, Revival Deliverance Center. No, no, no. This is a Diplomat Center. You come here to get trained to represent God. So we want to give you the right mindset. Come on, clap your hands, man. You came here to be in charge of the world. Oh, hallelujah. Say, neighbor, I am a diplomat. I deserve diplomatic courtesy. Couple more scriptures. Watch this. Ephesians 6:19 says, pray also for me, Paul says, well, but whenever I open my mouth, words may be given to me so that I will be fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador, and I'm chained to my ambassadorship. Wow. He says, the only thing I could be, I am imprisoned by ambassadorship. I can only be an ambassador. He said, just pray that my words will not be different from the government's words. Hallelujah. Oh, this is going to get sweet, I tell you. When you come next time, it's going to get sweet. Oh, it gets sweet, I tell you. It gets sweet. Because look at Ephesians 2. It says, consequently, you are no longer foreigners. You got your citizenship sorted out. But you are not aliens either. You know, when you start speaking for the Prime Minister, he fire you. Guess what? You can't speak for him no more. You become an alien to the government. But thanks be to God, who through Jesus Christ, he says, you are no longer foreigners nor aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of his household. We're going to pick up here next week. Everybody say citizens. Write the word citizens down. It's the last scripture I'm going to give you today. Is this good? Sit up straight like an ambassador, man. Sit up straight. Praise the Lord. Everybody say citizen. The word citizen. Got it? The word citizen is a Greek word used here by Paul. It is spelled, write this down, P-O-L-I-T-E-S. I'll spell it one more time. This is the word that is used here for you as a believer. The word citizen is spelled P-O-L-I-T-E-N. Polities. Do you know what the word in the Greek means? It means chief citizen. It means politician. I rest my case. That's your Bible in your hand, and that's the word that's used. You are no longer aliens, but you are fellow. This is deep. Fellow politicians in God's kingdom. Why didn't I learn this when I was in South Street in them church, man? I would have been a smart fella from then. Anybody agree? I mean, religion is incredible. It oppresses you. I was having a good time and catching hell. Listen, the Bible says you are a polities. That's what a citizen is. And the last word is household. This is a setup. Everybody say household. Household is an amazing thing. Household means that which holds the house together. Listen carefully. It means family. Family. Everybody say family. Write it down. Household means family. You are not no longer aliens, but you are chief citizens, that means representatives, you are politicians of your country, heaven. But this is deep.
Time is a good time for gardening. So let America's favorite gardening expert, P. Allen Smith, help you in your garden. From patio containers to vegetable gardens. Land.